This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And welcome to What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell's here from the studios of 550 K-Fire.
Somewhere.
Legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Kevin Flynn is here.
Morning.
Manning the controls at AM 1100 The Flag. 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. We have folks at KLTC in Dickinson and KTGO in Tioga making sure you can hear us loud and clear. And this is another edition of What's on Your Mind. We start with some breaking news. The Secretary of State is addressing the Iran situation. I see all the television networks say, MSNBC, Pompeo speaks as Iran tensions grow. CNN says, Pompeo speaks amid growing Iran tensions. I think we've had tensions with Iran for, 30 years? But anyway, we obviously have a situation over the weekend that has many who like terrorists more than they like, President Trump. And so let's see what Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, has to say.
Some of 100 deputies. The Maduro regime's campaign of arrests, intimidation, and bribery could not derail Venezuelan democracy, nor could its use of military forces to physically bar the National Assembly from accessing the parliament building. I applaud how Venezuela's political parties came together to support Guaido's re-election. The United States will continue to support President Guaido, the Venezuelan people, and we will continue to rally all other freedom-loving nations across the globe to do that same thing. We support the Venezuelan people.
He's doing a little trip around the globe here at the opening, and he mentioned earlier also the fires in Australia.
I also want to highlight the work of the OAS, which has been an instrumental tool in moving the region in that direction. It's an example of truly outstanding, effective multilateralism. Secretary General Luis Almagro is the leader we need for the OAS to continue proactively addressing the central challenges.
This is how you get people to pay attention to things that matter by calling a press conference on what the chattering class is talking about and tell them about everything else. See how that works.
I have more to say about the OAS and the multilateral reform in the coming weeks. On the theme of basic freedoms, I want to commend members of Bahrain's Council of Representatives for their January 2nd statement, in which they expressed deep concern over the inhumane and painful conditions to which Uyghur Muslims in China are subjected.
When he gets back to Iran, let me know, would you?
Will do.
All right. We'll find out a little bit more. He did talk about his political future, too, at the beginning of this. Mitch McConnell really wanted him to run for Senate in Kansas because Pat Roberts is retiring and has been courting him strongly. He never would really say completely, absolutely not, no, I won't do it, until the last couple of days. And he did mention that at the beginning that he's staying right where he's at, I imagine, with everything going on in the present. While he would respect his wishes to want to go back home and run for the Senate, would not want to lose him either. So he's a good Secretary of State. I think he's best at how he seems to remove emotion from the facts and discussing these things. And he's a great person to be out front. Obviously, the president's emotional. He gets wound up about things, and that's why we love him. I think, honestly, what I laugh about now is that, Barack Obama was never afraid to use drone strikes, so much so the left was critical of him for killing so many people with drones and airstrikes, right? And Trump is presented with evidence that says, this guy is about to kill a bunch of our guys. We know where he's going to be. We've had this opportunity before and not taken him out. He's killed a lot of people. What do we do? Every other bellyacher out there that is playing the game of woulda, shoulda, coulda, in the sickening way the swamp plays it. And first of all, I should say, it's normal for Washington, D.C. to do that. Everybody wants to be on all sides of an issue. That's the swamp, okay? Donald Trump doesn't play that game. And they, in opposition to him, have taken their stupidity to supreme levels. impeachment with nothing there. No crime even asserted. And I mean, obstruction of justice. Yeah, try that one. I mean, bribery. Go for that one. I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So he's taking questions now? I bet the first question is going to be Iran. Let's go to Mike Pompeo.
The questions about the nature of the intelligence that led to the strike on, that killed General Soleimani. Can you be at all more specific about, you know, how imminent this was, what exactly it was? Secondly, why not allow Foreign Minister Zarif to come to the UN to speak at the Security Council? And then lastly, did the situation in Iran have anything, contribute at all to your decision not to run for the Senate from Kansas? Thanks.
Thank you. Last one's easy. I said the same thing yesterday that I said for months. No real news there. I said that I'm going to stay serving as Secretary of State so long as President Trump shall have me. You can accuse me of being inconsistent elsewise, but not on that one. You know, we don't comment on visa matters, those traveling here to the United States on visa, so I can't add much more to this issue of Foreign Minister Zarif's travel to the United States. I'll say only this. We will always comply with our obligations under the UN requirements and the headquarters agreement, and we will do so in this particular instance and more broadly every day. And finally, you know, there's been much made about this question of intelligence and imminence. I answered it multiple times on Sunday. I'm happy to walk through it again. Anytime a president makes a decision of this magnitude, there are multiple pieces of information that come before us. We presented that to him in all its broad detail. We gave him all the best information that came not only from the intelligence community, but for those of us who have teams in the field. We evaluated the relevant risks and the opportunity that we thought might present itself at some point. And we could see clearly that not only had Soleimani done all of the things that we have recounted, right, hundreds of thousands, a massacre in Syria, enormous destruction of countries like Lebanon and Iraq, where they've denied them sovereignty, and the Iranians have really denied people in those two countries what it is they want, right? Sovereignty, independence, and freedom. This is all Soleimani's handiwork. And then we'd watch as he was continuing the terror campaign in the region. We know what happened at the end of last year in December, ultimately leading to the death of an American. So if you're looking for imminence, you need to look no further than the days that led up to the strike that was taken against Soleimani. And then you, in addition to that, have what we could clearly see were continuing efforts on behalf of this terrorist to build out a network of campaign activities that were going to lead potentially to the death of many more Americans. It's the right decision. We got it right. The Department of Defense did excellent work, and the president had a entirely legal, appropriate, and a basis, as well as a decision that fit perfectly within our strategy and how to counter the threat of malign activity from Iran more broadly.
Kira? Thanks. Mr.
Yes, ma'am.
Two questions, if you don't mind. Iran's Foreign Affairs Minister Zarif granted an interview saying that Soleimani was on a diplomatic visit to Iraq, that the U.S. strike to take him out was state terrorism, that President Trump has prepared to commit war crimes, and that Iranians are enraged. First, that's the first question. I'd like your reaction to that. Second question. President Trump has indicated that Iran's cultural sites could be targeted. Is that true? Are they on the target list? And if so, do you consider that a war crime?
So, let's see. So, Zarif's statement. His first statement that is Soleimani was traveling to Baghdad on a diplomatic mission. Anybody here believe that? Is there any history that would indicate that it was remotely possible that this kind gentleman, this diplomat of great order, Qasem Soleimani, had traveled to Baghdad for the idea of conducting a peace mission? I made you reporters laugh this morning. That's fantastic. We know that wasn't true. We not only know the history, we know in that moment that was not true. Zarif is a propagandist of the first order, and most of what you suggested in his text message or email or message that you laid out there was indeed Iranian propaganda. It's not new. We've heard these same lies before. It's fundamentally false. He was not there on a diplomatic mission trying to resolve a problem. I know there's been some story that he was there representing a Saudi peace deal. I've spoken to my Saudi counterparts at great length. I'll leave to them what the contents of their messages may be, but I can assure you that they will share my view that he was not there representing some kind of agreement that was going to reduce risk or reduce the risk to the lives of Americans when he was on that trip. Your last piece was about cultural sites. I said on Sunday, I will reiterate it again, every target that's being reviewed, every effort that's being made will always be conducted inside the international laws of war. Seen it. I've worked on this project, and I'm very confident of that.
David Brinson.
Thank you. Yes, sir. It's an election year, and you're now facing two nuclear-related crises with Iran and North Korea. Are you optimistic about resolving either of those without them blowing up, so to speak, at inopportune moments? And on the Iran front, Iran's breakout time when you came into office was considered to be about a year. Is it now longer or shorter?
I'll leave to the intelligence team to talk to you about the details of Iran's breakout time for the moment. But President Trump could not be more clear. On our watch, Iran will not get a nuclear weapon.
Thank you very much. More after this. That's Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made, T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Daddy's belt, mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the the neighborhood girl said, hey, y'all, watches. My fate was a broken arm and my reward, one big kiss. When daddy asked me why.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Let's go ahead and should we just pick it up, Kev? Do you want to pick up the rest of it now? Okay, so James Rosen's asking a question right now related to whether or not this is part of the maximum pressure campaign. He's answering. Listen here.
Over some thousand sanctions, we've watched the regime struggle to figure out how it was they were going to make it through 2020. They've got a budget that will fall short by a significant amount in 2020 as a direct result of the pressure that we've put on the regime. And then you saw over not just this past week, but over the last year, you've seen our security component to this. You've seen us reinforce allies in the region by ensuring that the Emirates and the Saudis and all of the others were prepared for what might happen if Iran decided to make choices that were bad for the Iranian people. And then you saw more tactically just these last few days the president's response when the Iranians made a bad decision to kill an American. We hope they won't make another bad decision just like
just
that one.
Clear. The Soleimani strike was part of the administration's maximum pressure campaign, and going forward, the Iranians should understand as they develop their calculus that similar actions such as the Soleimani strike could well continue to be a feature of this maximum pressure campaign.
I think the president's been unambiguous in his both the remarks he made down in Florida as well as the tweets that he's put out about the seriousness with which we take this. The risk attendant that we are deeply aware of and the preparations we've made to prevent those risks, as well as our determination that in the event the Iranians make another bad choice, that the president will respond in a way that he did last week, which was decisive, serious, and messaged Iran about the constraints that we are going to place on that regime so that it doesn't continue to put American lives at risk. At the end, our Iran policy is about protecting and defending the homeland and securing American lives. I know that the efforts that we have taken, not only last week with the strike against Soleimani, but the strategy that we've employed has saved American lives. I'm highly confident in that.
I think one more.
Yeah. Andrea, yes, ma'am. How are you?
Thank you very much. A question about the issue of cultural sites, because the president said on Air Force One coming back, after you had been on the Sunday talk shows, that they're allowed to kill our people, they're allowed to torture and maim our people, they're allowed to use roadside bombs and blow up our people, and we're not allowed to touch their cultural sites. It doesn't work that way. Defense Secretary Esper has made it clear that he would not follow an order to hit a cultural site, which would be a war crime. I'm wondering whether you would also push back in your advice or in your role.
You're not really wondering, Andrea. You're not really wondering. I was unambiguous on Sunday. It is completely consistent with what the president has said.
We will take
every action we take will be consistent with the international rule of law, and the American people can rest assured that that's the case. Let me tell you who's done damage to the Persian culture. It's not the United States of America. It's the Ayatollah. If you want to look at who has denied religious freedom, if you want to know who has denied the Persian culture is rich and steeped in history and intellect, and they've denied the capacity for that culture to continue, if you go back and look at the holidays around Cyrus and Nowruz, they've not permitted people to celebrate. They've not allowed people that they've killed, that Qasem Soleimani killed, they've not allowed them to go mourn their family members. The real risk to Persian culture does not come from the United States of America. There is no mistake about that.
There's Exhibit A, why you don't ask a question, ask for a question from Andrea Mitchell from NBC News, who's a partisan hack. And, you asked your question, you got your answer. Shush.
He just crushed her.
Oh, my God.
He just crushed her.
I thought that was...
And he's spot on about the Persians and the Persian ideology being just
right.
Wiped off the map by the Ayatollah.
And I'm glad he said that, but I have to say this. The president is right on this idea that somehow, quote-unquote, cultural sites are off limits. Again, I don't know what that means. Cultural sites means different things to different people, but certainly what the terrorists did in going to the Pentagon wasn't exactly, is that off limits? They were supposedly going to the U.S. Capitol and it crashed at 93. I mean, whatever. I think the president was right, though, that it's sort of ridiculous that they can kill and maim. That's okay. But boy, go after a cultural site. Now, what we're talking about people. We're talking about human beings. And I think here's how I reconcile this whole sideshow on cultural sites, because that's what they're on to now. They're on to cultural sites, right? They lose an argument and they move on to another argument. That's how the left plays. I think the president was expressing frustration and giving an opinion. That doesn't mean they're going to bomb quote-unquote cultural sites as they are defined in the international rules of war. That's why I don't think this is any kind of a big deal. I actually think the two biggest things from his address to the media was, one, comparing the Obama administration to policy, which we don't have yet. We'll get for you. That was the question that came up right before we were going to break, Kev. And then he answered it during the break. But it was the Obama administration would underwrite and appease Iran. That's what they were doing, underwriting and appeasing Iran. Yes, this is different. Which is better? And then my all-time favorite. I don't know who the reporter was. I can't even believe they'd ask this question. But again, they're rooting for Iran. I mean, they are. They're covering the funeral of the guy. I don't see him at military funerals. Our funerals. They're over there covering that funeral, telling us about the tears of his colleagues. So one of those beauties asked the question, according to the brief, the general, Salami, excuse me, what's his name? A general, is it Salami? Yeah, Sulami. Excuse me. A general Salami, the general was on a diplomatic mission in Iraq. What do you say about that? This is where Mike Pompeo, kind of like, you know, when you see a bug on a sidewalk and you smush it, that's what he did to the entire press corps with his answer to this question. Did you hear it? He turns to everybody in the media. He turns to the press. And he says, let me ask you, is there anybody in this room that believes that? And they laughed. The reporters laughed.
Priceless moment there.
Yeah, wasn't it? You know you've fallen on deaf ears for crying out loud. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Anyway, good info. The very latest, I think. Here's the key, folks. Don't get wrapped up in the noise. Don't get wrapped up in the noise. You know, they are doing nothing different today than they've done every day since Donald Trump was a threat to them, long before he was elected by the American people. You know, it's hypocrisy. It's flat out lies. It reveals them for who they are. Don't get sucked in. I do want to know if you think the president's done the right thing here. And you don't have to be a Trump voter or, a Trump hater to have an opinion one way or another on that. I just want to know. If you're Donald Trump, with that evidence, what do you do? Tell me. 800-228-0550.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After an earthquake there yesterday, Puerto Rico's been shaken today by two strong earthquakes, a 6.4 quake and a 5.8 magnitude quake. They've left at least one person dead, and power has been knocked out across most of that island. Now, this Puerto Rico resident posted a YouTube video saying that he's no expert when it comes to earthquakes, but
the only thing we can be certain is the North American plate and the Caribbean plate right now are banging up against each other, and Puerto Rico's stuck in the middle.
Iranian state TV reporting at least 35 people killed in a stampede during a funeral procession for the Iranian military commanding general killed by a U.S. airstrike in Iraq a few days ago. They've had to halt the burial services as a result. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Tickling the sand, cold drink.
What's on your mind, folks? 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, or locally at 701-258-0550. Here's a call that came in off the air that I think explains a little bit of the frustration that is out there these days.
Anyway, President Trump every day is exposing the rot, the filth, all the lies we've been lied to all these years, day after day after day. Lies, lies, lies. And they want him gone. And they are all criminal. Criminal. Treason. Media. Pay-per-play media. Members of Congress, all the money laundering going on with our taxpayer money to foreign countries back into their pockets.
What happened? That's it. That's all we're getting.
That was a lot. That was pretty much right on.
You agree or disagree, folks? You let us know. 258-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054. We're loading up some MyPillows. Heading down to Frisco. We'll be the broadcasting live MyPillow among our sponsors, the PetroServe USA studio. We'll be everywhere Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And the Gate City Bank Frisco Fan Cam as well. Oh, man, we're going to have fun. And we have some MyPillows. We're shipping some in. MyPillow, one of our fine sponsors as well. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets that I've been telling you about are still on that holiday special. I don't know how long that's going to last, but I wouldn't, if I were you, wait that much longer if you've been thinking about those sheets. And they are the best. Giza Dream Sheets. Ooh. Buy one, get one, plus free shipping. That's right. They're great. MyPillow towels, too. All of these come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-506-9028, toll-free telephone number, 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Tom in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tom, how are you doing?
Doing good. Say, President Trump absolutely did the right thing in bombing Salami, and some of these reporters and politicians that leak information, they ought to be hung for treason. We have these laws on the books for a reason, all right? And if they keep going in and telegraphing our moves, you know, that's aid and comfort to the enemy.
It is. There's no doubt about it. That's one thing, that the leaks are used as a weapon in Washington, D.C. And you know, there was a bellyaching effort immediately after this. Why weren't we briefed? Okay, Adam Schiff, chair of the House Intel Committee, someone that might typically be on a brief list where, you know, head of a major committee, and you're going to get a heads up, here's what we're doing, here's why we're doing it. I mean, for one, the guy sleeps with an earpiece in his ear and a microphone on his lapel so that he can run to the TV cameras, right? I mean, he loves TV. He loves spewing his nonsense. How long do you think it would take him to blabber out something on the media about it? You know, I mean, who are we kidding? I mean, they can't be trusted.
That's a question you ought to ask on your radio town hall, is how come treason charges aren't being laid against these people? There were people hung in World War II for giving away secrets. I mean, literally hung.
But you're saying, and I'm going to keep a little tally here today because I want to know what our fine listeners think. I'm right now outraged at the reaction to all of this, but usually my best antidote to that is talking to the fine listeners of this program and find out that, you know, there's nobody that thinks like MSNBC or CNN Nancy Pelosi.
Well, if we don't apply our laws, then we're no better than the dictatorship that we're trying to get rid of.
And I was glad. Did we hear part of the James Rosen? We heard the James Rosen question, didn't we, where he was talking about, is this part of the maximum pressure campaign? Again, they've said all along.
We heard the second part of that question. He had two.
Yeah, they said they're all along going to do the maximum pressure campaign. Well, this is, and he basically said, yes, this is part of the campaign. This is more of the same of what we're doing, of trying to get Iran to stop doing what they've been doing for 30 years. And when it happens, and we do the bedwetting circuit, it doesn't exactly, send the best message to the bad guys. Tom, I appreciate your resolve. We'll mark you down as a firm yes on that. Thank you very much. Bunch of text here. 701-258-0550. I do want to hear it, though, one more time. The question about, the reporter asked, Mr. Secretary of State, what about the assertion by General Zarif that the General Salami, I'm sorry, I keep saying it wrong. You know I don't mean to say that wrong.
No.
Suleimani. Anyway, this Suleimani, he was in Iraq on a diplomatic mission.
His first statement that Suleimani was traveling to Baghdad on a diplomatic mission. Anybody here believe that? Is there any history that would indicate that it was remotely possible that this kind gentleman, this diplomat of great order, Qasem Soleimani, had traveled to Baghdad for the idea of conducting a peace mission? I made you reporters laugh this morning. That's fantastic. We know that wasn't true. Yeah. We not only know the history, we know in that moment that was not true. Zarif is a propagandist of the First Order, and most of what you suggested in his text message or email or message that you laid out there was indeed Iranian propaganda. It's not new. We've heard these same lies before. It's fundamentally false. He was not there on a diplomatic mission trying to resolve a problem. I know there's been some story that he was there representing a Saudi peace deal. I've spoken to my Saudi counterparts at great length. I'll leave to them what the contents of their messages may be, but I can assure you that they will share my view that he was not there representing some kind of agreement that was going to reduce risk or reduce the rest of the lives of Americans when he was on that trip.
Boy, oh boy, I like him. I really like him. I mean, he's an eloquent spokesperson. He, deals with the swamp in a gentlemanly fashion, right? I mean, he's a good Secretary of State for Donald Trump, just to go in there and be the fact master and tell them what they need to hear. Does anybody here believe that? When reporters don't, you know, great question for a bunch of reporters. You're asking me stuff. Do you actually believe it? So, you know, you got, what was there, four, five, six questions of the Secretary of State today? Why waste one on that? I mean, come on. But see, I honestly think, very sadly, there's a segment of the media, the segment of the president's opposition, the segment of the leftists who hate Donald Trump more than they want to end terrorism. than they want to take on these bad guys. They believe the best in terrorists while believing the worst in Donald Trump. Am I wrong? Is that like a crazy thought? I want to know. 2580550. Texter says that lady is spot on. We as a people are mad as hell. We're not going to take it anymore. And all they have is lies in response. All they have is name calling in response. All they have is childish games. How about the Adam Schiff? This was beautiful. He yesterday was questioning, why would the president do this, and why didn't he talk to us, and what about the intelligence? I think, hey, you're the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. You're the chairman. You have the majority party. Maybe you should have spent the last year worrying about intel on Iraq and terrorists and doing what an intelligence committee is supposed to do instead of being the impeachment czar. What do you think? Call me crazy.
I will not call you crazy.
Please do if you think I am. John is near Hope. That's a good place to be, John. Maybe that's a metaphor. You're traveling through Hope, North Dakota.
I think we all are, yeah.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say that I believe Trump absolutely did the right thing. And you were just talking about some of these people hate Trump more than they hate the terrorists. And I'd not only agree with that, but I think you're not quite going far enough. Trump may be the lightning rod of all this, but these people, and there's an awful lot of Democrats that I'm talking, when I say Democrats, I'm talking about in the party leadership and stuff like that. There is an awful lot of people that hate us, and they hate this country, and they've got a hold of the Democrat Party. They have become an un-American party, and they do love or like the terrorists more than they like Trump.
How's that for a scary thought? But I don't know. I really wonder. No. I really wonder. And, allow me a moment that popped in my head this morning. And, I'm not the kind of person that thinks the apocalypse is around the corner. You know what I mean? I'm not. I am a person of faith. I'm a Christian. And I believe that as long as I have that relationship with the good Lord and practice my faith according to the teachings of the faith, in my case, in the Catholic Church, that, what will be, right? And so I don't, if the end of the world came tomorrow, I wouldn't, whatever, I'm ready, right? I mean, be right with Jesus, let it happen, right? I mean, you can't fret at it because you can't do anything about it, okay?
I'm not talking about the end of the world. I'm talking specifically, this is what we're up against.
I understand.
We are up against people who hate us.
I understand, but I put it in the same category. I put it in the same category when there's people in the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of the earth, that are rooting for somebody from outside to have, a damaging effect on the United States, whether it be, with terrorism or militarily or politically or whatever. It shocks the senses. One more thing on the end of the world. Did you see Australia? You see the fires in Australia, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the footprint? Like the part of Australia they're fighting wildfires, it's equivalent to the same size as the United States of America. So imagine the United States of America is on fire. So we've had our fires here, there's fires there, and one final piece, the locusts. Have you heard about the locusts? The locusts are attacking, for crying out loud. I forget where. I think it's Somalia or somewhere. Look it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it is unbelievable what's going on. I mean, this is the kind of thing where you just scratch your head. I raise that not to say that I sit here quivering in fear about any of it. I don't. But it's just like, if you do read the Bible and you see some of this and then you watch the news, you gotta be scratching your head to saying, people, what is happening? What is happening? Is that crazy, John?
Well,
I don't know. I'm not going that far. I'm just trying to say.
I know you are. Hang
on. Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's On Your Mind as four-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspective, recaps, and previews of the playoff games. Plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's On Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, go Bison!
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Lystfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000, 701-237-9000, or toll free at 800-343-0093.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell's here. Kevin Flint taking your calls, questions, and comments. And brought to you in part today by Oasis Petroleum, the Be the Buffalo Guys. They're the ones that go into the storm just like the buffalo. And they love that spirit about North Dakotans as well. If you see something, say something. They want to inspire you to say, hey, nice job, snowplow driver. Way to go. Hey, UPS man, thank you. I appreciate you. Right? First responders, thanks. Great teachers. Law enforcement, whoever it is, slap them on the back and say, hey, you got that Be the Buffalo spirit. Unbelievable. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. And John, who's traveling near Hope. You've given me hope this morning. I think, actually, I'm having a colonoscopy later today, John. And I don't know if you've ever had one of those, but if you drink that potion.
Yeah, I've had lots.
Yeah, have you? Yeah. And so maybe my brain's affected by that. I wasn't trying to take your example take you someplace you didn't want to go. I'm just saying I add it to the list, that I'm seeing a lot of things in the list that just it's crazy what is going on in the United States of America. I believe the founding fathers would be weeping. I really do.
Absolutely. And like I said, I wasn't willing to go that far. I haven't even thought that far as to talk about the end of the world or Armageddon or whatever. I'm just saying that the people we are up against hate this country fundamentally in the way it's found, in the way it was founded, with individual liberty, and they want to turn it into something where the people are subservient to the government instead of the other way around. And we are in a fundamental fight for our lives, for this country. And I know it's hard to make people believe that, but all you have to do is look at what the Democrats, like you say, they're out there sticking up for a guy who was a terrorist versus Donald Trump or the interests of the United States. And I'm saying we can't. This is one of these Republicans that say, oh, I'm the guy that can cross the aisle. You can't compromise with these people, because where are you going to compromise with them? They hate this country. They hate us, and they hate the way it was founded. So where do you compromise? They have to be defeated.
And folks, go see the movie 2016. If you have any doubt about what John is saying, it was a story about the history of Barack Obama's family. And it featured rather prominently his brother. And essentially the gist of the movie was to say that Barack Obama was raised to believe that America was the oppressor. America was the bad guy, okay? And so he intended to spend his life bringing America down to the level of third world countries. All right, that's from his own brother. So don't think that's some wacko Republican thing to say. Just go watch the movie, do a little research, and that's John's point. There are people in this country, some of them who've been to the highest office in the land, who don't like this country, who think we're bad. We're the bad guy. Are we perfect? No. But we are not bad. We are the best, without question. John, good points. Thank you. Jim is traveling somewhere. Jim, where are you at?
I'm traveling on 994 right now.
Beautiful. What's on your mind today?
It's going to tie in. The refugee resettlement in Burleigh County, it's going to tie into to what we're talking about right now and that stuff. And what we're talking about now is, you know what, when Obama was in office and bin Laden went down, the whole United States were chanting in the streets, in stadiums, USA, USA. Now when Baghdadi gets taken out, when Soleimani gets taken out, you can see the true color of who the Americans are. This is all a political hack job and that stuff, and this is where it's coming down to the refugee resettlement. There's a poll on KX News right now. 1,900 votes, 78% of the people want it on ballot to go to the ballot box and vote for the refugee resettlement. 78% say they want it on the ballot.
The Burleigh County Commission couldn't even vote for a straw poll that was non-binding. All it was to say, what's the sense of people? What do they want on this? And here's the deal on this. I want to say this, Jim. I don't think with extreme vetting we need to worry about refugees. Mind you, the reason the president reduced the numbers is he wanted extreme vetting. We also had intel that it was being used by terrorists to infiltrate and get over that way, okay? So that's why you have extreme vetting. Yeah. I believe that there are refugees in harm's way that would be a contributing member of society in the United States of America. But we ought not bring one more in until we have the extreme vetting, number one. And number two, we have a sense of what the impacts are here. We have people in the United States already, citizens that need help. And this is where our leaders have failed us miserably on this, because they just rush to say, if you say anything about this, you're a racist.
And that was my point, is the whole thing is you got five commissioners sitting up there, and Bittner and Mr. Peluso sat up there and said, hey, we want more information, so we can't really vote on this right now. The other three copped out. and they don't even want to know the numbers. They just felt, and this is what happens at these meetings and that stuff. You get these people, and they make you feel like you're racist or xenophobic. Or, you know what, there's people in the community that have jobs and that stuff. They attack you, and they will take you down. They will go right to your workplace and that stuff and get you fired from your workplace. And there's a lot of people that don't want to speak up. So you put it on the ballot, let it go, and see what happens and that stuff. I feel sorry for the commissioners that had to sit up there that night and listen to some people, you know, on both views that they had and that stuff. And I respect the two people that were looking for actual numbers instead of just voting, just like facts. Baltimore.
They're looking for facts. I mean, any responsible elected member needs to say, I can't make a decision until I have some facts. Absolutely right. More coming up, friends, on What's On Your Mind.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga's a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga's an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.